Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to this episode of the Auto Detailing Podcast. I'm Jimbo, and I'm really excited because it's been a while since I actually had a interview episode, but I'm super excited for this one. We have Kevin back with Tropical Breeze Auto Spa. He is in Charlotte, North Carolina, and if you're watching the video, you can see he's cruising along in his van right now. So, Kevin, I appreciate you coming on the show again and taking the time out of your busy day.
Well, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
It's actually my favorite when people are like in the middle of working or in the middle of their day, in the middle of their job. And I remember so often being right where you are in my van and just having a podcast idea and, you know, thinking, oh, just, you know, I used to call it my mobile recording studio. So I love it. I love it. But tell us what's been going on.
You know, it's funny before I start, but so we started Tropical Breeze about 6 years ago. And when I first started, getting to detailing full time, I would make it a habit every day listen to at least one episode or one tip of yours a day, and I would have my employees in the car, and it would kind of, you know, motivate them, and that worked a lot. So, you know, I appreciate that. And
awesome.
You know, always tell myself, hey, one day I want to be one of those guys, you know, getting interviewed on that podcast. So, you know,
here
I
we
appreciate
are.
What you've done and how you've helped me. And I'm pretty sure other detailers out there, you know, stay motivated, stay believing in ourselves, believing in our industry, and I just want to thank you for that.
You got it, man. It's so awesome. And a lot of people reach out and they say just that, like, one day I hope to come on your show. And I'm like, man, let's do it. Like, let's do it. Let's get a story behind it. And because I know that it's so encouraging for other people listening, it's freaking encouraging for me, you know, to see where people have grown to, where they're at. And it helps keep me motivated. And I really do think kind of the collective, the collective group all together hearing these stories really helps, because so I know I did for sure. I always felt like kind of out on my own island of like, man, I'm doing this like detailing thing. It's mobile. I'm by myself and I think I'm doing good, but I don't really know if I'm doing good. And I have no one to not that I'm trying to compare, but like I have I have no idea what's going on. And so, you know, especially with people all over the world, it's really cool to, you know, just kind of be able to gauge where you're at and then use that as motivation to kind of correct or assess or tips and tricks. And so it's been amazing, man. I love it.
Agreed.
Let's just tell us why detailing. You had a move in there a little bit long ago. So a lot of detailers end up moving their businesses. A lot of people in the military start detailing for side money. So they're bouncing around a little bit. And so they have questions about kind of, you know, moving around. But let's just kind of tell everyone your story and how it started, where you're at and how you got there.
So I started about 6 years ago. I'm actually a registered respiratory therapist. I've been doing that for about 8 years. But the last 2 years of my profession, I wanted something different. You know, I kind of wanted to work for myself and be my own boss. And yeah, you know, working at the hospital, having a good paying job, you know, was cool and all, but I wanted more. And one of my friends, and I guess you could say now he's a mentor, owns one of Brick and Mortar car wash in Miami. And I asked him, how did he get started? Like, how does one get started and get to own a Brick and Mortar car wash? You know, how does that happen to people? How do you get the land? How do you get the equipment? How do you even get the opportunity? And, you know, he just told me back in the 1980s, he started with mobile car wash. That's how he started back in the 80s. He was probably one of the first mobile car wash students out there. So then, you know, I just did my due diligence and started looking around for schools, like how to train, how to, you know, detail the car professionally. Because, you know, everybody knows how to wash a car. Everybody has washed their car before. Not a lot of people like doing it, but I just did, you know, some research and I saw that there's actually good money out there. I'm like, wow, I didn't know that there's actually money in this. You know, if if you're not in the industry, you're just thinking, hey, you know, $25 car wash, you know, wham, bam, thank you, bam, and you're out of there. But then we say, oh, detail. This is detail. $1? Wow. That's more than what, you know, some people make 2 days, 3 days, a week, depending on, you know, who you compare yourself to. So I went ahead and found this school, Right Look, out in San Diego, California, and I went over there and did that, their week's design course, and I came back, and I was so eager to start. I'm like, I didn't have a van, I didn't have anything, so I was actually detailing. I went to Home Depot and bought a pressure washer and, you know, bought some stuff off of Auto Geek and AutoZone, and just went and started to detail all my French cars and all my Japanese cars. You know, I would say, hey, detail your car, let me just practice. You know, some people would give me a tip, or, you know, some people would ask me how much, and I'll give them a price, and they'll do it. And just from there, I thought to myself, okay, what, if I'm going to make this a professional and a serious business, what do I want to be? What kind of detail do I want to be? Do I want to be the average guy doing, you know, the average cars? Do I want to keep doing that? Or do I want to be the upper echelon doing, you know, the exotic cars? So I said, all right, like anybody else, let me start off with the Hyundais, the Kias, the dirty, you know, soccer mom vans, because that's how you get, you know, you got to pay your dues in this industry.
Totally.
So I'm pretty sure it's the same type of story. And then once you master your craft, then you level up and you go to, you know, the Beamers, Mercedes, you know. And then after that, I just handed out my business cards to everybody. Anybody with a nice car, I would hand out my business cards to them. And at the gym, you know, it's kind of crazy because I kind of seemed like a stalker, but it was kind of like, all right, I seen him pull up in a Lamborghini at the gym. Mm-hmm. Let me go ahead and see how close I can get to him. Whether it's you know, working out right next to him and just sparking it up, and she's like, "Hey, nice car. Who details it for you?" You know, and I just started having a line that I would just go ahead and just shoot to everybody and give them my business cards and cross my fingers, hope they call back. And I guess I did that to a Miami Dolphin player at a basketball game, and I said, "Hey, listen, get my card. If you shout me out on Instagram or Facebook, I'll wash your car for free." And that was a blessing in disguise, because 3 weeks later, he calls me to wash the car. He reposted me. And after that, all his teammates called me.
Did you know, sorry to interrupt real quick, did you know he was a professional player, or was it just the car that you were going after?
I knew.
Okay.
But all that, you know, I guess, practice that I had with the locals in my neighborhood.
Gotcha. You had gone up to enough people to know what opposition you may come across, how to approach it. You had kind of taken that feedback and kind of, you know, dealt with it. So you knew when the time, when the opportunity came, you knew the right things to say. You know what? That is such a good point, I think, of like, and you mentioned it too, like, you know, you got to cut your teeth on these lower end cars, I guess you could call them, or whatever, and people want to make that jump to these luxury cars right away. But to your point of like, if you don't cut your teeth, you don't know what to say when you get the opportunity, right? Or you may not even be able to see the opportunity, right?
Exactly. Yep.
So that's a great little tip right there of like, don't be, and another thing that you said that I'm a huge fan of, and I talk about all the time on the show, is free work, right? You didn't ask him, hey, let me wash your car and you could pay me. You're like, hey, let me do it for free. Let me show you, sure, you want to repost, whatever. But you made the barrier to entry with him nothing to him, right? You just got to post or whatever. And he could post on his story if he wanted, like, whatever. It's not a big deal.
Exactly. You know, we're posting all day, every day, you know. So it doesn't cost me anything to repost something that, you know.
It actually gives him content to post. So it helps him both ways, right?
And then that ended up being like a blessing in disguise, because after that, the actual team, Miami Dolphins team, contacted me and wanted to do a partnership with me. And I'm at the hospital getting this phone call. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, it's game time. Now I have to make a decision. do I leave the hospital? That, you know, I have a career, and do I just bet on myself and gamble and just go out there and you know, jump out the loop? Or do I do this full-time, I mean, part-time, mm-hmm. and just, you know, take it like a hobby? And you know me, I'm like, you know what?
All in.
I'm jumping all in. And that's what I did. And it was actually 6 months before COVID actually hit the United States. So things kind of worked out, you know. You know, I was in the hospital when COVID started, you know, I was dealing with my thing. Yeah. And then from there, word got around, and a couple of Miami Heat basketball players end up calling me. And then, you know, I became friends, and over the years, it just got handed down. And you know, I end up becoming the professional athlete's detailer. Tropical Breeze, you know, was the one to go. If you're a professional athlete, then you need your car detailed. And then from there, I expanded out my services, went to XPEL training, got trained and certified with window tinting and paint protection film, and now I'm jumping into vinyl wrap. So that's just how it is, how it started and how it's going now. Some personal reasons I made the move out of the shop, and I had to basically restart everything. And it was a challenge, but it's a fun challenge. And I'm basically I'm at where I left off in Miami with the high-end clients, basketball players, football players, and it's just, you know, on autopilot right now.
Dang. So to go back real quick, and then I want to jump to how you kind of, because it seems like you got to the peak, you got to the pinnacle of where so many people want to be, and then had to maybe not start over, but use the knowledge that you had and move to a completely different state. But when the Dolphins contacted you as an organization, what did they want you doing? What did they have you doing? What were their needs?
They just wanted me to provide the service that we provide every Friday while the Dolphin players were practicing. We would, as a company, go there to the practice facility. We can actually see them practice, and we'll wash their cars. Every home game Friday, so, you know, they play on Sundays for the majority of the part. So every time they're at home, that weekend, that Friday would be, you know, detailed car wash day, and I would go over there with the team and knock them out. And the ones that I know personally, I would just go to their house and do it there. But, you know, the new rookies or the people that live in apartment complexes and, you know, you can't wash in the garage, we'll do it over. Yeah.
Dang. So then when you made the move to Charlotte, did you try to use that, the leverage that you already had with those pro players to connect with anyone in Charlotte, or?
It worked because I had, you know, content and a few resources, but I kind of just the same way where it's like, hey, you know, now I'm confident in what I do and what I've done. So now it's kind of like, hey, you need me. You need Tropical Breeze. You need this. If you have a car, you need us. I didn't care who, you know.
Right. You had the confidence.
I don't care who's now. I have next. You know, it's like one of those things. Hey, you need me. I need you. Let's make this work. And then it's just been working.
Wow. So I think that's, you know, there's one thing that I did a podcast about moving your detailing business and all that, but just kind of the one thing I think is so important to remember, whether you're moving or whatever you're doing, is that the one thing you can never lose is the knowledge, right? And that's kind of, I think what you're saying is you brought the same knowledge that you had in Miami. It really didn't matter probably where you moved, right? It just happened to be North Carolina, and you just use the same knowledge that you already had. But then you pile on top of that the confidence of like, you need me. I know what, and that's, I think that's such a huge, another takeaway. And it's something that people lack, I think, a lot of, like, people really do need and want your service, you know? And once it's hard for people to get to that point of realizing that. But I think once you do, it's like, man, open up the floodgates, like, you know? And then once you're confident, it's like the best snowball ever of like, I'm confident and I can charge a lot.
And I want to put this, I'm sorry to cut you off. I just want to put this.
No, you're good.
The new or amateur detailers out there, when I say that, when we say, you know, and you probably can agree with me, when we say that, hey, you need me, it's not like boasting and bragging that we're the best detailer. You know, I never claimed right. to be the best of, but just the fact that you need someone, you know, when you're a new detailer or have a new detail company, you don't only want to bring exceptional work and the best you can do and best that you can be, but you also want to have that customer service where it's like, you need someone 100%. That's going to take that stress of you getting your car cleaned or you just want to help them, whether it's a professional athlete or just a, you know, regular 9-to-5 person, you know, you just want to alleviate some of that stress and, you know, take on some of that responsibility of, you know, washing their car or, you know, getting one of their chores handled for them where they don't have to think about it. You understand what I'm saying? That's when I
100% say
as a mobile detailer or anything, you know, any automotive provider, you know, service provider.
Well, and then look what you're doing too. You're branching out to film, to window tint, to wraps now, because you already have the clientele. You realize the needs. It's a plug and play ordeal, right?
And it all ties in one. And what I realized that a lot of clients, they just want a company that they can trust. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
They want someone that's not going to try to, you know, get over on them, and that can handle everything. You know, it all ties in together. If someone really cares about their car and wants it detailed monthly, bi-weekly, 9 times out of 10, they want to have some tint on their car. 9 times out of 10, they want to protect their investment. So they want that ceramic coating. They want that paint protection film. And it only behooves us as detailers, installers, or business owners to have all that, you know, be an all-in-one stop, stop shop.
Yep.
You know, if I'm saying that right. Stop.
One-stop shop.
There you go. All-in-one, one-stop shop. There you go.
Yep. I love that. And you, and man, just a total another nugget of you've become the trustworthy guy that could take care of their cars. And I don't know what it is about detailers. And another interesting thing I picked up on, I don't know if you had a passion for detailing before you started, or if you just had a passion to want to be your own boss. Me personally, I wanted to be my own boss, right? And detailing was... And detailing was the vehicle and became a passion and all the things, you know, but, you know, but I think sometimes detailers will back into it of being so passionate about detailing, and then they forget about the business aspect of it. And it's to try to convince someone that you're the best detailer is incredibly difficult, you know, and probably not even worth it. And I used to use the example of like at SEMA, these detailers wanted to have like a buff off, and it was like, I'm probably the worst buffer. I don't know. Like, who cares, right? Like, do my customers care if I'm like the best of the best? Probably not, as long as I could deliver for what they're looking for, right? And it seems like you nailed that.
I think you touched it on one of your many episodes where it's like, us as detailers, I find out that in the beginning, we're too hard on ourselves.
100%.
Well, we need everything. Spec, micro, dust out. 9 times out of 10, the client's not going to even see that. They just see that the car was filled before and it's clean and it smells good right now.
Yeah,
they're not going to, you know, you have those anal clients, but you know, that's 1 out of 100.
Right.
But, you know, it's like
most people.
Yeah, exactly.
100%. Most people aren't
acceptable. You know, it don't have to be 11 out of 10 and, you know, no. Squeak, no fingerprint at all, nothing. No, you know,
nailed
that's
it.
Not gonna make or break your business.
Nailed it. It's so funny. We really look at everything through the lens of our eyes, and it's like, well, we're a detail oriented person. Like, of course we see everything, but it's, you know, 99% of the people aren't gonna see the little tiny piece of dust that you forgot under here. It's like, not in. Don't get us wrong. We're not, for people listening, we're not saying do a crap job, but don't be so hard on yourself. You know, if the customer just wants a car wash, you don't need to be doing a 3-step paint correction because you're a nice guy. Like,
and you're the best paint corrector out there.
Yeah, it's like, save that for later, you know, save that for that 1 in 100 customers that actually are willing to pay for that and to do that. So no, I think those are all great tips, especially for people just starting out that are looking to break into it. People that want to break into you know, dealing with pro athletes. I think that's a huge, huge potential market, obviously, for, especially when you're talking about posting on Instagram and social content to, you know, for run of the mill clients. If they're saying, hey, if he's doing, you know, this guy's car and that athlete trust him, you know, it's almost like name your price to come do my car.
Exactly. That's kind of how when I was in Miami, that's how it kind of built. It was like, oh, you're doing my favorite athlete's car. He trusts you. Sure, come and do mine. And it just, you know, word of mouth just goes around and everybody wants that Tropical Breeze experience.
Yep.
You know, I made
it. Nailed it.
Not yes. A regular call. But, hey, I can actually, you know, get ready for work, leave my keys in my car outside. I don't have to worry about that. As soon as I'm ready to leave to go to work, the car is washed, clean, keys are back where I left it, and, you know,
yes,
it's good to go.
You nailed it. The experience, the convenience, the experience. And I think us as detailers too, we lost my train of thought, but we forget the overall experience of it. We hyper focus on the car and we forget every other aspect of it, you know? So I love that. I feel like that's, you really need to create that experience for your customer, you know?
Yeah. You want to make sure you want to ask yourself, what am I doing different? Or what am I offering? Or why would they choose me other than, you know, ABC detail?
Yep.
And that's something the new detailers out there or the aspiring detailers need to ask themselves before they jump into it. You know, make yourself different.
Yep.
Pick a lane and speak that lane, whether it's the fast lane, the middle lane, or the slow lane. be great at whatever lane you choose. So
just pick it. Pick it and keep moving forward.
Exactly.
I love that. Is there anything else you want to add? Any other stories, any other tips or tricks that you want to add for aspiring detailers, seasoned detailers? Anything that you think you did differently or anything at all?
Probably the best advice is once you know you got the detail aspect of the business, you know, locked. Always try to expand your services. I think that's probably the biggest thing, you know, expand your services, get into, you know, try to be that one-stop shop. That's probably the biggest advice I can give. And any stories. Ask me a question. I'm pretty sure.
Well, how about this? Are you, now that you're doing... I'll think of a question, but in the meantime, are you, now that you're doing tint and wrap and all that, do you have a shop? Are you still doing it mobily at the customer's garage?
So right now I'm doing it half and half out of my personal garage.
Okay.
And you know, I'm still networking. I'm still trying to figure out who's who out here and who's doing, you know, the best work and you know, who's the, I don't want to say competition, but you know, who's doing the same thing, who's in the industry. And I'm just trying to team up. You know, at the end of the day, you realize real quick that you can't do it all.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to have a team and build a team. So, you know, I do shops and, you know, and I'm trying to just get business that way where it's, hey, you need a detailer. Hey, you need a tinter. I'm like a Swiss Army knife right now. And I can provide whatever service that they want to offer.
Love
so,
that.
So, you know, I'm being the general contractor, you know, the contracted, I guess.
Yes, totally. Was there ever a car that you did or a car of an athlete that, because I'm assuming, maybe I'm wrong, maybe it's the first time, but was there ever a car, like maybe it was your favorite athlete or you were just like super nervous to do it or just like super excited to do it?
So there's two stories there. One of them was my first time detailing a Ferrari. Jordan Phillips, he used to play for the Dolphins. Now he played for the Arizona Cardinals, defensive lineman. He says, hey, here's the keys. You can back it up and wash it out in the front. I said, back what up? Oh, hey, you can back the car up. I'm like, I'm sorry. Don't laugh at me, but I don't know how to drive a Ferrari.
Right. Can you show me how?
He showed me how, and he sat in, and you know, He's 6'7", big guy. I don't know how he fit in the Ferrari, California. Sat in and said, hey, you do this, you press this, you let go of this, and you put it in reverse. And I'm like, oh, that's it. All right, thank you. And that NFL player taught me, who's 8 years younger than me, taught me how to drive a Ferrari.
That is so cool. That is awesome.
First time really being starstruck was when I detailed, and he's a good friend of mine now, Hassan Whiteside, the center that used to play for the Miami Heat. Now he plays for the Utah Jazz. I first got a call from his manager to come and detail some cars. And, you know, Hassan Whiteside, I don't know if you might not be familiar with him, but back in the day, he used to always be on Snapchat and filming his quake fish. And, you know, if you follow him, he's very public with, you know, things that he has. So I go to his house. It's on South Beach. Nice multi-million dollar house. And I'm thinking, I don't know who it is. I don't know whose car I'm detailing. I just know it's a Rolls Royce. It's a Range Rover. And there's a S-Class Mercedes-Benz. And I'm like, oh, Rolls Royce. It's my first time doing a Rolls Royce. Oh, man. Okay.
How am I going to back this thing up?
Yeah, the Rolls Royce is much easier to drive.
Got it.
very, you know, self-explanatory. But I'm watching the cars, and I see this huge sneakers, like size 20 sneakers. I'm like, this is a big dude. Whoever's house I'm at. But this house looks familiar. And I see these koi fish in the car. I'm like, nah, it can't be a football player. I mean, it can't be a basketball player because they would have told me. And then, you know, I'm watching the car, and I see Miami Heat jerseys. And I look at the back, and I see it's Hassan Whiteside. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. I'm actually doing a Heat player's car. And the Heat are my favorite team. And then I see, and then like, it was like a dream. I look up, I see a big tower walking past. And he's like 7 foot tall. I'm like, oh
my God.
Wow. Okay. And that's when I just got chilled. Like, oh, this is actually happening. This is like, you know, I'm like, wow. And I want to say starstruck, just the fact that, you know, wow, you know, I couldn't
take it back a little bit. Yeah.
Take it back a little bit. Like, I didn't know it was going to happen this quick, you know? And that's just a neat story. And it just trickles on and piles on. Everybody's, you know, we're all humans, and, you know, you get over that.
Totally. That's what I say too. Sometimes cars, metal's metal, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But it seems like you don't lose sight of still offering that experience, though it becomes normal, which may be hard for some people to understand, but everything becomes normal. At some point.
Yeah.
So, but you still are able to deliver on that experience, which I think is super, super helpful, man. This has been amazing. Yeah. You've really nailed out, some gems out of this. You've really laid down what people can emulate and do, and, made it feel so attainable. This is, like I talked about at the beginning, this is why I love doing these. I'm encouraged by it. I hope it encourages you. Yeah. Well, go for it.
One other thing. I guess this would probably be the best advice I can give, and you could probably give it too. You probably have given that plenty of times. You're going to have your ups, you're going to have your downs, and it sounds so cliche, don't get too high, don't get too low, but never give up.
Yep.
You know, never give up. If this is what you want to do, go ahead and do it. The positives and negatives come in waves, just keep going. Never give
up. Keep going.
That's why the best advice. Never give up.
Love that, man. Love that.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast. now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.